Joseph Hiller, he invented a new phrase for the English language with BookBeat and Don Swaim. That phrase, Catch-22, is the title of Hiller's first novel. In addition to Catch-22 and a play, We Bombed a New Haven, Hiller has written just three other novels, Something Happened, Good as Gold, and his newest, God Knows. Hiller was born in Coney Island in 1923. Even in elementary school, he was the best writer in the class.
I knew I was excelling at things like book reports and what was called compositions. Now they're probably called themes. I would bring more imagination into the assignment than fellow students would.
And it would be young Hiller the teacher would call on to read his stories out loud.
Encouraged and emboldened by that, I think before I was 13, I wrote a short story and submitted it to the New York Daily News. Used to publish a short story every day. It was rejected, of course.
Hiller says that as a child, he tended to live in his mind.
I did have a tendency to daydream a lot, and still do have a tendency to daydream a lot. And what I've managed to do in a practical way was to control my daydreams. So I would daydream only about material that would go into a novel I was writing.
And he was a big reader as he grew up.
At that time, there was no television. My brother and sister, older than I, would work in the city, and it's a subway ride about an hour from the house. And there was something then, every drugstore had one called a circulating library, where for 15 cents you took a book out. There were always contemporary books, best-selling books. And when they were in the house, I would read them. So I read a lot, but I was not reading good literature. When I came in contact with good literature, it was kind of a jolt. It took me many, many years to be able to read novels in which dialogue and melodramatic actions were not the key part.
It was World War II and combat missions in the Air Corps that changed the direction of Hiller's life and led to Catch-22. His latest novel is an irreverent romp through the Old Testament with the voice of King David. It's called God Knows. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Joseph Hiller is basking in the warm reviews of another success, his novel God Knows. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Hiller was a bombardier in the Second World War. That experience led to his novel, Catch-22.
I enriched the language enormously by giving a number to the expression, there's a catch. I didn't invent the catchy phrase, catch. There's only one catch, or there's always a catch. That's part of the vernacular. I decided to give it a number and give it the status of an army regulation or some obscure provision which could be evoked legally. But which, as the book develops, is revealed, does not exist, which makes it even more sinister and more oppressive, because if it doesn't exist, it can't be taken out of existence.
Hiller was not about to leave his day job in advertising and promotion when Catch-22 came out in 1961.
It was not an instant hit, and the reviews in the most important places were atrocious if it got reviewed at all. No, it was not an instant hit. It was not a bestseller. Never made a bestseller list, and it did not produce much money for me.
In fact, it wasn't until after the success of his brilliant second novel, Something Happened, that Hiller was financially secure enough to be able to write full-time. As for Catch-22, it was almost called something else.
Originally it was called Catch-18. Then the title was changed because when it was ready to be published, ready for type to be set, Leon Uris, who was a far better-known novelist than I was, announced he was publishing a book called Mila 18 that same month, and my publisher, in their wisdom, felt that the public would not want to buy two novels with the number 18 in the title the same season. If they had a choice, they would pick yours as over mine. So that's why the number was changed.
In Joseph Hiller's newest book, Dear God, the narrator is King David of the Old Testament, whose voice is decidedly that of Hiller himself, loquacious, ironic, and perhaps a touch profane. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Joseph Hiller was a late bloomer as a writer, well into his 30s when his first novel, Catch-22, was published. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Hiller is now in his 60s with novel number 4, God Knows, out to a friendly reception. College was not in Brooklyn-born Hiller's future until after the Army and the GI Bill.
I never would have gone to college. We could not have afforded it. So I was a freshman at age 22, and at age 23 I took a short story course and writing course at New York University. With the same arrogance that I had when I was 9 years old, I submitted every story to every magazine. And to my surprise, delighted surprise, Esquire began a purchase too, and Atlantic Monthly. So I was publishing short stories when I was a sophomore.
Hiller says his approach to his writing is unusual.
Ideas for my novels come to me with sentences. And that's been true of, it's been true since Catch-22, and it's true of God Knows as well. The first lines that came to me, I get in the frame of mind where I decide it's time for me to start thinking about writing another novel. I don't choose a subject. I didn't choose World War II for Catch-22. It almost chose me.
One such idea came just before he began work on his novel, Good as Gold.
Right after Something Happened came, I was addressing a group of women in Wilmington, Delaware. In a question period, a woman said to me, Mr. Heller, how come you've never written about the Jewish experience? I said, who told you I was Jewish?
On the train back to New York, Heller pondered that question and then started the notes for what was to become his new novel.
Good as Gold begins with Bruce Gold had been asked why he'd never written about the Jewish experience before. So I have Good as Gold beginning in exactly the same way that the idea occurred to me.
Despite Good as Gold and God Knows, in which King David ruminates about his life, Joseph Heller insists he has not made a conscious choice to turn to Jewish themes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Joseph Heller's novel, God Knows, almost wasn't to be. His work on the book was interrupted by a strange, insidious disease. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Heller was glorying in a deep tan he had picked up in Colorado when the symptoms first came.
I just finished a long third chapter. I remember having a woman who did my typing for me calling her up that Sunday. She called me to say she had this third chapter typed twice. I'm not feeling so hot. I said, bring it up to the medical intensive care unit at Mount Sinai.
On the phone, Heller's doctor diagnosed the ailment, Guillain-Barré syndrome, a gradual weakening of all the muscles in the body.
I had no pain, and I had no fever, I had no physical discomfort other than gradually being unable to move my arms and my legs and my head. My mind was always clear. I, an author from 30 years, did not understand what the word weak meant.
What it meant was that he was so weak that he could not even turn the pages of his uncompleted manuscript about King David, God Knows.
My King David is 70 years old. As far as we know, he doesn't get out of his bed. He's too weak for anything. He's chilly, and he has to be taken care of in every respect. And here was I in a bed in Mount Sinai Hospital, soon unable to move, unable to swallow.
His doctors were candid with Heller about his neural disease.
They knew what I did not, that it was going to be progressive. It was a disease of the peripheral nervous system. And what the neurologist told me, he asked me a few questions. Had I been ill, had I had a viral attack? And I said, no. He said, you're probably going to have a mild case, and I want you to know you'll get everything back. I, being very cautious and cunning, was smart enough not to ask him what I was going to lose.
After he was discharged from Mount Sinai Hospital, Heller went through 4 months of therapy at the Rusk Rehabilitation Institute. Back home on Long Island, Heller's friend, Speed Vogel, moved in with him to help out, and Heller's nurse became his lady friend. Joseph Heller gets around all right now and is pleased with the reception for his novel, God Knows. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Joseph Heller was sitting under the sun in the yard of his Long Island home, thinking about what to write next, perhaps a love story. Then the phrase came to him, I've got the best story in the Bible, and in his mind, it was King David talking.
Moses is pretty good. Moses has the Ten Commandments. I've got much better lines. Michelangelo made statues of us both. The one of Moses is better. Then I knew I was listening to the voice of King David talking as though he was somebody from Brooklyn living today, still on that bed of his, 70 years old, except now he'd be 2,000 years later.
While in God Knows it is King David who is speaking, it is really the voice of Joseph Heller.
What's weighing most heavily on his mind at the time he is telling his story is his realization of proximity to death. He doesn't bewail at what he knows he's close to death and he misses his God.
Heller says his research for God Knows was decidedly superficial, a rereading of the Old Testament, an encyclopedia or two.
But I discovered very early that I am not what could be called a realistic novel. I can't deal with facts comfortably. The few times I try to write articles based on actual things, the result was less than mediocre. So in all my novels, I try very hard not to let facts get in the way of the truth.
Heller as King David is especially hard on Solomon, describing him with a Jewish term often used to depict a part of the male anatomy.
What would you call a man who wants to cut a baby in half just to show how fair he can be?
But before complaints pour in about his interpretation of biblical heroes and villains, Heller warns,
it's not an irreverent book. To end the book with a man saying, I want my God back, it's not an atheistic book, and it's not even an agnostic book. So I think before these people who are sensitive start getting incensed, they should keep that in mind.
Joseph Hiller, he gave us Catch-22, Something Happened, Good as Gold, now God Knows, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.